Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst. We give God all the praise and honor and glory for another opportunity to share with you in the study of His all-powerful and all-sustaining Word. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We have a special program lined up for you. We have a guest speaker in the house tonight, a guest minister, and he is no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. He is my eldest brother, and I just give praise to God for him, and that's none other than Minister Hilton Britt II. Praise God. And we just thank God for him and the word that God has deposited within him. We're going to go ahead before going to the word tonight and usher in the presence of God with a song of praise. Then Pastor Jasper is going to take us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we will, the next voice that you will hear after the introduction will be none other then again, Minister Hilton Britt. So let's bring Ursha in the presence of our God with a song of praise. And we have Charles Jenkins that will sing for us and tell of the awesomeness of our God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands. as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, have me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God.
Come
on, if you know he's been good to you, testify. Somebody ought to lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy,
he's holy,
he's holy,
he's holy,
he's holy,
he's holy,
awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great,
he's great,
he's great,
he's great,
he's great.
Strength where I've been weak.
praise his holy name. Oh, somebody ought to celebrate the awesome name.
Amen, amen, amen. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Pastor Jay?
Yes, Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do and what you already have done. Father, Lord, we thank God for the awesomeness of your word and of your Holy Spirit, Father, to the people of God, Father. We pray that the word that go forth today, there be a word of understanding, clarity, or reflection in their life, Father, Lord. Pray, Lord, be a word that we encourage them and keep them and protect them from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. We thank God for that decree and declare and proclaim the word of God on this hour, Lord. There be a season of joy in someone's life, Father. Be a season of victory in someone's life. Be a season of deliverance in someone's life, Father. Pray to be a season of fulfillment of God's word in their life, Father. Pray to be a season of goodness in their life, Father, and season of God's mercy and God's grace, Father.
Yes,
there be a season of joy for them, Lord, for what God called for them to do, Lord.
Yes,
we pray for
Lord.
A season of God's holy divine blessing upon someone's house, the house of Lord, and pray for restoration of their marriage, of their family, their loved ones, their sons, or their daughters, Father. Restore their mind, restore their heart, Father, to trust in the Lord and lead not to their own understanding, Father. Pray to be a season of God's fulfillment in their life, Father, of his favor, Father, Lord. We thank God for your blessing.
Yes,
we thank God for your holy word. We thank God for the season of encouragement to someone on today, Father. Season of empowerment in someone's life on today, Lord. Pray this day of someone's salvation to the glory of God, Father, Lord. Let this day be a day of renewal in someone's life, Father, Lord. Be a blessing, be a joy, be a day of understanding, a day of transformation in their life, in their home, Father, Lord. On their job, in their business, Lord. Let that river done of their divine healing, their divine restoration in their life, Father, Lord. Let it be a day of joyfulness in all they do, Lord. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And let it be a joyous season in their life on this day, Lord, to bring honor and glory and praise unto you and to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, as I shared with you at the onset of the program, we have a man of God in the house tonight that does not mind bringing forth the word of God, and that is our guest, none
Amen.
Other,
praise
hallelujah,
God.
Praise God, than Minister Hilton Britt II. As I shared, he is no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. He has blessed us in the past with the word of God, and I thank God for him. He is my eldest brother, whom I am so very proud of him. So Seasons of Purpose listening audience,
man,
praise God. He is an anointed and appointed man that God has raised up for such a time as this, and he will be sharing a relevant end times message. So I suggest that you grab your Bibles and pens and pencils, because you will want to take some notes of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses and saying to this Seasons of Purpose radio audience tonight. At this time, it is with my great pleasure that I bring to you none other than Minister Hilton Britt, hallelujah, of Phenix City, Alabama.
Hallelujah.
Minister Britt, are you on the line? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes, I am. And thank God for this opportunity. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Thank you, Pastor Constance, for the opportunity
Amen.
To minister
thank
to the
God.
People
thank
of God.
You.
And I just thank the Lord that he will use me as his oracle. And I thank the Lord for this great salvation when I stand redeemed, and for the precious
Amen.
Blood of the Lamb of God. And I also
Amen.
Thank him for my precious wife, Mary Britt.
Yes.
She's been the love of my
Praise
life.
God.
Amen.
So
now
we Amen.
To,
I bless
we will
you
enter
both.
Into this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Use me, Lord, to give you glory, to give you honor,
yes.
to give you praise. In the Jesus' mighty name, we declare it. Amen and amen and amen. The title of my
Praise
message
God.
Is when the earth is filled with violence. When the earth is filled with violence. We are living in a time, my brother, my sister, that the earth is filled and flooded with the violence all over the world. There is a spirit of lawlessness and violence that is moving through the earth. I believe that the spirit of violence and lawlessness is significant and is one of the signs of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 3 through verse 4, again, Matthew 24th chapter, verses 3 through 4, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many." So we see, so we are warned by our Lord of the spirit of deception. He emphasizes it two times in verse number 4, that the spirit of deception will be active and at work, taking many souls captive in the end times. Before I move forward in Matthew 24, I want to speak about the spirit of deception that the Lord Jesus warned against. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 10, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 10, "There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, 'Look, this is something new'? It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time." And I am reading from the New International Version of the Bible. The spirit of deception was in the earth long ago. He came down from heaven above. In Luke chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Deception is the devil's choice weapon. The spirit of deception seduces and clouds and perverts and corrupts the perception of those who embrace his lies. I'm talking about the end times and how the spirit of deception and lawlessness works to corrupt and destroy men and women. The spirit of deception blinds people regarding the truth of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I would like to look back in the Holy Scriptures at the beginning when the Spirit was manifested in itself in heaven, or which manifested itself in heaven. I want to look back at the origin of sin and rebellion against God Most High in heaven. It began with an archangel of the highest angelic rank. His name was Lucifer, whose name meant the shining one, our light bearer, the morning star. Lucifer held the highest angelic rank. He was the anointed cherub that covered him. He was a guardian angel to the throne of the Most High God. It is also believed that Lucifer led the heavenly worship to God Most High. Lucifer was a very beautiful and gifted archangel, but he allowed the sin of pride to corrupt himself. It was not enough for Lucifer to lead the angelic worship to God Most High. Lucifer wanted to be worshipped himself and led an insurrection and a rebellion against God Most High. Let us read Isaiah 14 chapter, verse 12 through 14. That's Isaiah 14 chapter, verse 12 through 14. "How have you fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn? You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit." Five separate times Lucifer declared that, "I will do this and I will do that," to exalt himself. All angels, according to God's word in Hebrews 1st chapter, verse 14, that's Hebrews 1st chapter, verse 14, are ministering spirits. Angels are ministering spirits sent by God to do his will, not their own will. Hebrews 1, verse 14, I read, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? I'd like to look at Ezekiel 28th chapter, verse 13 through 17. Ezekiel 28th chapter, verse 13, 17. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, ruby, topaz, and emerald, chrysolite, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you. Through the widespread trade, you were filled with violence and sin. So I drove you in disgrace from the mount of God. I expelled you, O guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth. I made a spectacle of you before kings. By your many sins and dishonest trade, you have desecrated your sanctuary. So I made a fire come out from you, and it consumed you. And I reduced you to ashes on the ground in the sight of all the nations who knew you are appalled. You have become a horrible, you have come to a horrible end and will be no more. In Luke chapter 10, verse 18, Luke chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now let us remember that the origin of sin began in heaven, and that the archangel Lucifer, who was once known as the morning star or day star, who became the devil because of his rebellion, and the accuser or slanderer, or Satan, the adversary, the one who opposes. Revelations chapter 12, verse 7. Revelations chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, praise God. And they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was hurled down to earth, and his angels with him. Sometime during the creation of the heavens and the earth, back in the book of Genesis, sometime during the creation of the heavens and the earth, to the earth. He came to earth with great wrath and malice against the Most High God. But knowing that he has no power to challenge God Almighty, he turns his wrath on the Father God's beloved creation, man. He turns his wrath to God's prized creation, man, the Father God's masterpiece. When I think upon this great salvation that we as a people have received as heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ that we have inherited, I'm filled with joy as I contemplate my inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall reign with our Lord and King forever in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. We shall reign as kings and priests forever to our great God. And we bless his holy name. The devil hates mankind with an extreme hatred. That's why his whole purpose to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take as many men and women with him to hell as he can through his deceptive powers. Again, the devil has no power to harm the Father God directly, so the devil directs his wrath against mankind. The devil hates man with an extreme hatred. Think about this. The provision that the Father God made to atone or redeem Adam from the penalty of his sin. God so loved his created man, whom he made from the dust of the earth, that he sent his only begotten Son, who sits enthroned at his right hand in heaven, with the mission to become a sin offering, giving his life for the sin of man. 2 Corinthians 5:21 declares, again, 2 Corinthians 5:21 declares, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. That, my brother, my sister, is who we are in Christ Jesus. Every blood-bought believer who stands in faith, trusting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:13 declares, everyone who on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
The next time you question your worth or value as a person, my brother, my sister, remember that your Heavenly Father gave the very best he had to offer for you when he gave the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider that when the devil and his angels sin, there is no place of redemption for them, but only the eternity and the certainty of judgment in the fires of hell and in the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. They will be tormented day and night forever. My brother, my sister, let us look at the inheritance of the saints. Revelation's 21st chapter, Revelation 21st chapter, verse 1 through 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men. Hallelujah. And he will live with them. They will be his people. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, our mourning, our crying, our pain. For the old order of things is passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. My eyes are desiring to see that wonderful day, and the eyes of my soul long for that day. And I do believe that it is coming sooner than many of us think. In my spirit, I can hear the Holy Spirit say, these times that we are living in are as the days of Noah and as the days of Lot. I'd like to look at Luke 17th chapter, the 26th verse, speaking about the days of Noah. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days the Son of Man's people, the day the Son of Man is revealed. People were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Luke 17:28. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. So we see these were days that were a normal day People were going on with their normal routine, and everything seemed to be the same, just like the day 9/11 was struck down in New York, just a normal day, and suddenly calamity fell. So that is the way it will be in Noah's day, as in our day and age, as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of Lot. But let us look at the account of Noah in Genesis, the 6th chapter, verse 5 through 13. Noah's account, Genesis 6th chapter, verse 5 through 13.
Amen.
Okay, here we are. Genesis 6, chapter, verse 5. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination and the thoughts of his heart were only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals, creatures that move along the ground, birds of the sky, for I am grieved that I had made them. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. That's significant. And he walked with God. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time amongst the people of his time when the earth was filled with violence. He walked. That was his way of life. That was his habitual manner of living. He had fellowship, constant fellowship and relationship with the Father God.
Yes,
and because he had relationship with the Father God, he had the heart and the mind and the character of God instilled within him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Noah, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, the 11th verse, Genesis 6:11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all the people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy them in the earth. So we look back when God created Adam. God created Adam from the dust of the earth and breathed in him the ruah of God, the breath of God, the spirit of God, quickening his man, and man became a living soul. And when he did that, God's glory, God's character, God's goodness was in his spirit, and it quickened his man, and the glory of God was upon Adam, and it was upon Eve. And they had a dignity, they had a nobility, they had a righteousness that came from the Spirit of God, and their whole purpose was to honor God, because he created the earth for the sons of men to be a kingdom for Adam, who would rule and reign and procreate a race of righteous people. But we see how when the enemy was cast down and brought into the earth realm, Satan, I mean, the enemy, when Satan was cast down, his whole purpose was to corrupt man again, to retaliate against God for casting him out of heaven. Again, he could not challenge God, so he had to challenge God's man, who was created in God's image. And by the time of Noah, the whole race had degenerated where they were like animals. And it grieved the heart of God. It grieved the Spirit of God. So God, in his mercy, said, I must destroy them and start again. Nor was a righteous man blameless among the people of his time, nor walked with God, nor his daily life was grounded and rooted in fellowship, in relationship with God. Because of his relationship with God, the same flood that brought judgment on the wicked and rebellious propelled and translated Noah and his family upward and alive to a new age. My brother, my sister, God has not saved his sons and daughters to suffer his wrath and judgment. Every child of God who has put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is saved and safe from the judgment of God. You will receive eternal life. So we, the people of God, cannot let the spirit of conformity and compromise and corruption corrupt our walk with God. You who love the Lord Jesus, hate evil, love righteousness, hate sin, have nothing to do with the ways of darkness. For we are sons of the light, sons of the day, not sons of the night. Remember, a little leaven is extremely dangerous. A little leaven leavens a whole lump of dough.
Amen.
As we look at our world today, we are seeing signs that Jesus spoke about his coming with increasing regularity. Wars and rumors of wars. In fact, the unthinkable and unspeakable threat of nuclear war on a global scale is a real threat in the world that we live in today. The earth itself is heating up through the global warming phenomena and is impacting nations throughout the earth. Adverse weather is disrupting the lives of multiple millions through earthquakes, droughts, and famines, and firestorms, and tornadoes, natural disasters. The plague of COVID-19 and the monkeypox virus has shaken our world. We are living in a society just as it was in Noah's and Lot's day. Morality and decency and the reverential fear of God has been trampled under the foot of man. There is no reverential fear of God in the heart of the average man or woman. And you see that every day. You see the spirit of lawlessness that I'm speaking about before your eyes daily. Corruption is reigning and ruling in every institution of our culture. In the social, political, entertainment, educational, religious arenas of daily life, corruption and perversion are celebrated. The sin of homosexuality has been given free rein, and the survival of the traditional family is at risk. By traditional family, I mean one man marrying one woman and giving birth to children, a boy who grows up to be a man, and a girl who grows up to be a woman. And in the world that we are living in, that's not the norm anymore, unfortunately, because of the deception and because of the corruption and because of the perversion. When God made man in Genesis 1:27, he created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God, in Genesis Chapter 1, verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. God made the man, and God made the woman to complement the man. God called the union very good and blessed it. Marriage was ordained by God, the first institution that God himself ordained, even before the church, as a pattern and model to create the human family and to populate the earth. A marriage is a divine. A marriage, by definition, is between a man and a woman, if anyone has any doubt. Anything outside the original model or pattern is a perversion of what God ordained and created the relationship to be. Two men cannot be a marriage. Neither can two women be a marriage.
No.
Amen.
No.
Amen. Amen. So again, we are living in perilous times, and we must, as a people, those who are called by God's name, we must delight in righteousness and delight in truth. walk in the light of his holy ways, being led by his Holy Spirit, not the familiar spirits of deception and perversion that are rampant throughout the earth at this time. Remember that we are warring not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm. So therefore, people of God, put upon the full armor of God. Walk in Amen. Holiness. Walk in the reverence of fear of God. Walk in the ways and the word of God. And the God of peace will Amen. Be with you and sustain you. And you will inherit Amen. The crown of righteousness. You will inherit the crown of life. You will inherit Amen. The crown of beauty. In the name of Jesus, I pray Amen. That this word has been a blessing to each of you. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
Praise
God,
God
for all.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, sir. Hallelujah. Listen, Britton, bring forth that powerful Hallelujah. Word, word that needed for such a time as this. Amen.
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 We thank God for that word. So yes, the earth is filled with violence. As it was before, there's not nothing new. But thank God for the man of God to expound on the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, he went through the different word of God, identified what the problem is, identified the enemy, identified what's going on, what's taking place, and not be fooled by deception of the enemy or the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Lucifer and describe who he is and what he's all about. Amen. He went acute detail about things of the enemy and about thing what's going on for right now on earth. Jesus mentioned to the disciples, signs of the time. What were the signs of the time the end shall be? These are some of the signs of the time, in time, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
And the man of God expound upon that from Genesis to Revelation about how you can identify by the different type of spirits. Lord, tell try the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Try the spirit.
That's right.
And watch out for the spirit of error. Watch out for the spirit of deception from the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
He said, try. It will pop. It can fool the very elect. So don't get fooled by the enemy. And don't go fooled by the false Christ, the false the spirit of deception. Amen. As God give you wisdom, as God give you clarity, as God give you spiritual understanding, not to be deceived by the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
And pray that God will keep your mind, your heart in tune to his word, to his Holy Spirit, because God, Holy Spirit, will lead, guide, and direct you where he needs for you to go. And your divine assignment and your divine or walk with Christ, amen, and your sanctification and your consecration unto God. So trust in God's word. So he did no failure in God, no failure in his word. And we got God give a lot of, he give a lot of spiritual tools to use in our spiritual development and not be fooled by the enemy, amen?
Amen. Amen.
But he broke that thing down, he broke it down and gave good detail and explained it from top to bottom by the word of God, amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for Minister Hilton, Britt tonight, and we thank God for this word that he, this very timely and relevant word. It was as he was ministering, I began to think in my spirit as to how the words such as this, the word of God such as this, we don't hear enough coming from even the pulpits of many of the churches. This is not the type of word that's going to
make
people shout and dance. It's maybe not even the type of word that will bring forth a full collection plate, but nevertheless, it's the word, the truth of the word that will save your soul. That will save men's soul. Though this is the type of word that is needed. It is a clarion call. It is not one that at this time, not it's not just something that he brought about that is just happening to tickle your ears or
Amen.
That's just occurring. This is truly a clarion call. My brothers and sisters, this is a true clarion call from God Most High, from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to let us know that we are living in some perilous times. And so, but the word of God says that ye who endures to the end, you shall be saved. God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. When the earth is filled with violence, we can see all we have to do. You tune into the news and account after account after account after news report is nothing but, again, filled with the evils of this world, filled with the violence of this and the corruption that Minister Hilton is talking about. However, it is very important that those of us who are children of the Most High God, that we take a stand against the evils of this world, that we take a stand and be able, as Minister Hilton has done tonight, to stand forth and declare with boldly and courageously the word of God, because this world, this dying world, must know about a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. He is the only way back to our Heavenly Father.
And God, we are ordained to preach and teach the whole counsel of God's word.
Amen.
Hello, in season, out of season. You preach the whole counsel of God's word, from Genesis to Revelation, the whole counsel of God's word. You don't pick and choose. And the Spirit leads you and guides you. You take and declare the whole counsel of God's holy word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God, the other time God said, Ezekiel, the other place said, warn them about what to take place.
Amen.
For the warning, for compelling them to come in.
Amen.
Compel them to come to Christ.
Yes.
Compel them to come to to know Christ in the Lord and say, compel them to come in. Amen.
Yes.
God said, I wish minister perish, for all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Be a part of that truth.
Yes.
God's word is truth.
Yes.
So you preach the whole counsel of God's word. You don't just pick and choose and get this is good. No, it's the whole counsel of God's divine word.
Amen. We have a job to do, saints. We have a job to do, as the elders used to say. We've got a job to do, and this is no time. Everybody else is coming out of the closet, as they say. We must, as the children of the Most High God, be about our Father's business.
Amen.
I'm going to praise God. Go ahead and turn the lines over at this time. If there are those that would like to share in this discussion, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. We would love to hear from you. What a powerful word. What a powerful message for a time such as this. Praise God. Press 1 on your dial pad and we will dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah.
Jesus mentioned, when he returned to me, he found faith on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
He found those faithful ones, they're going to follow and obey his word.
Yes.
Now, and some say, we will work till Jesus comes. You got a divine assignment before the work until Jesus comes.
And yes.
We all got duties to perform.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is there one tonight that would like to share in the topic that we're discussing tonight? We're talking about when the earth is filled with violence. The man of God also laid out this message and supported it with scripture upon scripture, word upon word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says,
precept
the word of God,
precept.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
I have note pages here of 2.5 pages long of notes, praise God. And these are, we need to get into the study of God's word and get into these messages that are relevant for these end times.
And let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
God's still in control.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
God is still in control.
Yes. Let not your heart be troubled.
Read the end of the book, praise God, as Minister Hilton shared. We win. Revelation outlines a new heaven and a new earth that is coming. It's coming, praise God.
And even though his time is getting short.
Yes. Amen. His time is getting short. But just be blessed. Be blessed. Stay in the word of God. Be about the Father's business.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged. Build yourself up in the faith of God.
Amen.
Walk, as Minister Hilton Brent has shared, walk in the ways of God. Live by the principles of God, as it was, yes, with Noah. The word of God says that he walked with God. We need to have it where we are walking day to day, hour by hour, minute by minute, praise God, in the things of God.
And when you walk in the things of God, you know a whole family was saved.
Amen.
Because he was a righteous man.
Amen.
He walked in the things of God, the ways of God, and God preserved his family.
That's
his
right.
Sons and his daughter-in-law.
That's right.
He
Amen.
Preserved them. Joshua was saying to him, for me and my house, for you and your house, me and my generation. You might stand the gap for them.
Yes.
You might pray for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. We must keep ourselves, we must keep our families covered in prayer. We're living in those times. As there's a card that says, don't leave home without it. Well, guess what? You don't need to leave home without having yourself and your family covered
Amen.
In prayer and covered
in
and the blood of our Lord and Savior,
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Our God.
And the, yes, amen, we're living in those times. So praise God. We thank God for this word. I'm going to ask if Minister Hilton will come back to the mic and be able to close us out in prayer. We have right at about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. Again, it's not too late if there is one that has an encouraging word for the man of God, or if you have a comment that you would like to share, we would love to hear from you. And as before we close out, praise God, hallelujah, there is one, praise God, thank you, Jesus. A caller, your last four digits are 3258. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give honor to Pastor
Amen.
Jasper and Whitehurst and his family
Amen.
And the ministry of the New Season
yes,
broadcast.
Lord.
I want to thank the man of God, Elder Britt. We want to say God bless you for giving a powerful word tonight that's needed for our
Amen.
Soul and for
yes,
needed
yes.
for our mind. I want to encourage you to continue to stay on the battlefield for the Lord
yes.
and continue
yes.
to do a good work in his name. You may face criticism. You may face when people don't understand, but still tell the truth. No matter what
yeah.
comes
right.
your way.
That's right.
So we thank
Amen.
You. We thank you for doing what God has called you to do. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green, for those yeah. comments and the words of encouragement to the man of God tonight. Amen. And God bless you. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Is there another? Hallelujah. Well, we don't want to close this broadcast out with us the assumption that everybody on the line is saved. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, Romans 10, 9, and 10 declares that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead. It takes just but a simple prayer. It doesn't even take 1 minute. One, just a simple prayer of saying, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life, Lord Jesus. I know that you are the Son of the living God. I know that you came to this earth, that you lived, died, and was resurrected from my sins, and that you rose again, praise God. And I ask you to come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And my brother or my sister, if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight. Your soul has been saved.
Hallelujah.
And your name, hallelujah, has
yeah.
been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. And we give God, as the angels are rejoicing,
yeah.
we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. We have 5 minutes left in the broadcast. I'm going to ask my brother if he will come back to the line. Hallelujah, and close us out in prayer. Praise God. Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Again, we thank
Amen.
You, Pastor Jass and Pastor Carson, for the opportunity to share God's word with the people of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, O Lord, that you are watching over your word in each of our lives to perform it, and that you will perfect what concerns each of us, O God, because you are faithful and you are true, O God. And you watch over your word to perform it, and you'll not allow one jot or tittle of that which you have declared over each of us, O Lord. You call us by name, and you will do a work, O Lord, a perfect work, O God, that we shall marvel at and we shall rejoice at. We thank you for this great salvation, Lord. We thank you for your great love and your tender mercies that are renewed each and every morning and never failing. Bless your people, O God, and watch over your word in our lives to establish it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 God bless you. And
bless
again,
you,
thank you, Minister Hilton, for sharing that powerful word. We thank God for you. We thank God for your beautiful wife, Mary Britt, as well. Praise God. God bless both of you and continue to stand on the wall and go forth in the things of God. Seasons of Purpose Radio Broadcast audience, we thank God for you tuning in tonight as well. Go forth in the things of God,
and
to God be
all
the glory. Have a wonderful night. We love you, and God bless.
We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I work in miracles. I live a life of favor. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence.
All I require for life,
God has given me. I'm walking in power, I walk in miracles, I live a
every day. But we're not coming in declaring. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
Well, that's all.